You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mentioned it briefly. I'll mention it again. Groundbreaking leading man, Sidney Poitier, we found out, passed away late last week. First black man to win an Oscar for Best Actor in 1963. And he, let's just say it. I mean, it gets thrown out there a lot for various people. But Sidney Poitier truly blazed a trail for people of color in the film industry. And so many of the movies that he made that sadly a lot of younger generations just aren't even aware of really just head on addressed racism and race relations in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons he'd already won an Academy Award, but the Academy also gave him an honorary Academy Award in 2002 and very well deserved for what he did for.
And just an incredible actor.
People of color.
Come on, my God.
And then so I'll let you speak on this other one
I know,
that we
buddy.
Heard about yesterday. It must have hurt you at your core.
90s kids everywhere reeling because of Bob Saget, found dead in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida yesterday. No word as of right now on the cause of death. Now, police were coming right out and saying there were no signs of foul play or drug use. He was 65 years old, so possibly signs are pointing to some sort of, you know, heart attack, stroke, something happened to
Man,
the poor guy.
Man, he just played a gig like a few hours earlier.
He had just posted on his Instagram a few hours earlier about how great the show was, how great the audience was, the two-hour set flew by, and then his body was discovered sometime before p.m., the following day, it sounds like. So, just heartbreaking. I mean, Full House was the show I grew up on. Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. Both of those started in the late 80s and rolled through late 90s. And he was, you know, America's dad at that time. And they're still calling him that for Full House, where he played Danny Tanner. And then kids, America's Funniest Home Videos was our YouTube back in the day. I just posted some meme about him saying that's where everybody got their funny cat videos back in the day was America's Funniest Home Videos. So.
Well, that, and they tended to always show the men getting hit in the crotch. That was like the go-to, right?
That's classic entertainment right now.
My favorite memory of Bob Saget is how he was considered such a wholesome, you know, he was the dad on Full House, America's Funniest Home Videos, and then word got out about his live stand-up comedy.
Nobody knew.
Which was raunchy beyond belief.
He was
filthy. And people were like, this is the same guy?
This wholesome dad on Full House, and he's making all sorts of rude body part jokes?
It was
he was one guy that I always wanted to go see at the Comedy Works and never got around to doing it. But sadly, everyone's truly shocked that Bob Saget is gone. So you'll see that on your social media today, and you're probably going to see the 10-year challenge. It's back.
This thing went viral
2 years ago. It's where you post two photos, one of yourself now and one of 10 years ago, and you put them side by side, and the idea is to compare to the two images to see how much you've changed. And I know my social has blown up with everybody jumping on the bandwagon again doing this. And my critique of it is a fantastic way for the government and the FBI to keep track of how you look now with facial recognition software. So
for certain foreign countries to steal your likeness.
Yes. So thank you for doing that for all the, you know, all the bad people. Another TikTok trend floating around this morning. It's where you try to film yourself peeling an egg that is still raw, which apparently you can do. I guess doctors and dentists do this in school to practice their steady hand skills. And you got to use tweezers and cuticle pushers. And I posted a video actually on our Facebook where one person actually peels a raw egg and leaves that membrane intact.
Wow.
With the egg sloshing around in there. And it's actually kind of cool, kind of mesmerizing to watch that. And here you go. For the first time ever, Lego has given an animal an anus. Dun, dun, dun. It's called the Majestic Tiger. It's actually quite impressive. It's a really good-looking Lego tiger, but if you lift up the tail right there, there's a small circular pink piece that fits right under the tail, and it's the poop chute. There's a picture of it on our Facebook if you do want to check that out. It's kind of cool.
It's funny.
It's unnecessary, but funny, kind of all rolled into one.
I think it's necessary. If you were the lion, you'd think it was necessary.
It does look ridiculous.
I heard it's the same piece they use to make flowers.
It's like the middle of a pink flower, I think.
Yeah, it's a flower part also...
They had a bunch of extra pieces, flower pieces laying around, so why not? Real quick, here's your Fat America. Oreo Cakesters are coming back after 15 years. It's kind of like an Oreo that looks like a whoopie pie, so it's a big, soft Oreo. And they're coming back, and right now they're selling them at the last Blockbuster on Earth in Bend, Oregon. That's where they're releasing these things. But they're also going to be in stores nationwide starting this week. And then Taco Bell, they're now pumping out those crispy chicken wings, which everyone's kind of like, that's a weird fit. Chicken wings at Taco Bell. So those are going to be coming out. All right, man, let's do our clickbait. It's kind of fun.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Dom and I were laughing and like wide-eyed watching this video this morning. It's a bunch of skiers that got blasted by cold water from a hydrant while they were on a chairlift, and the video is pretty darn insane. I guess some skier ran into it or something, and it's straight up blowing like Old Faithful straight up in the air, and it's right above or right below the chairlifts. So as the people are passing over this jet stream of water, they're getting blasted, and I guess people were hurt and sent to the hospital.
Yeah, there were a few people hurt. People were jumping off the lift to try to avoid it, and I was mesmerized by the long... I think you posted the short version.
If you want to Google it, there is a long version.
And I was kind of mesmerized by it, and it was one of those things where people on the lift was stopping directly
above
over the geyser.
It. Yes.
And then they would move on, and then the next chair would come, and it would stop right above it, and these people are getting blasted.
Speaking of
like
anus.
Having to
speaking
hold
of
on,
anuses, was... Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to hold on to your anus on that one, though. Anyway, check it out. It's insane. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.